Our story is about Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who were invited to Kesarin to visit the Roman Duke. And the Romans often spoke to the rabbis. Sometimes it was on political issues, sometimes they were taking counsel with them. And when they entered the hall where the Duke was sitting, he saw them and he stood up in their honor and he gave them great honor. And his servants, who were all anti-Semites, when the rabbis left, they asked the Duke, "Do you stand in honor of Jews? You think Jews deserve any honor?" So the Duke said, "Well, I looked at their faces and they looked like angels to me. So when I saw angels walking to the room, I stood up." So the Pasuk says in Koheles in Ecclesiastes that a person's internal wisdom makes his face shine outside. The Medrash says that a person's Torah declares before him. When a person learns Torah, people start sensing when he walks around who the person is. He doesn't have to say anything. We have a similar story about Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yona, who went to the king Arskinas in the city of Antiochia. And when he saw them, he too stood up in their honor, even though he was king. And again, the servants asked, "Do you stand in honor of Jews?" And he said, "When I go out to war, I have a vision in which I see some angel going before me, and then I'm confident I'll win. So these are the faces that lead me to battle to success." It's interesting that we had a similar story in our own history. Rav Ovadia Yosef, who's still alive and well with us, when he visited Spain. So the Spanish king was talking to him, and he told the Spanish king a medrash. The Medrash says there was once a king that asked his chief general, he said, "What gift would you like?" So the chief general said, "Well, I'd like your daughter's hand in marriage." He figured, if I ask him for gold, I'll only get gold, I won't get silver. I ask him for silver, I'll get silver, I won't get gold. I ask him for the daughter, I get the whole kingdom. So that's what he did. That's what Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, God asked him, "What do you want?" So he figured, I ask for victory at war, I won't get wealth. I ask for wealth, I won't get victories. I ask for wisdom, I get everything. Shlomo asked for wisdom, King Solomon asked for wisdom, and he got everything. And the Spanish king really liked the story. And when Rav Ovadia Yosef left his palace, the king walked him out till his limousine and then stood out there waving to him as he left. And all the king's officers, it was a whole tararam in the media. The king never walks anyone else out of the palace. But Rav Ovadia Yosef got an escort from the king. The king walked him out. So that's what the pasuk says in Shlomo HaMelech. A person's internal wisdom shines externally, and people who are willing to be attuned to see it can see it as well.